All right, let's unpack this. The Australian mortgage landscape just hit a massive milestone. We're diving deep today into the latest data on mortgage brokers. It seems they've really cemented their position.
Yeah, I mean, look at this core statistic. In the March 2025 quarter, mortgage brokers settled a record 76.8% of all new residential home loans in Australia. That's huge. It's the highest market share ever recorded, and this is coming from Cotality's comparator data for the MFAA. Just wow.
Exactly. And that's really our mission today, isn't it? To figure out why this unprecedented growth is happening. What does it mean for you, the Australian consumer, and how are brokers managing to thrive so well in what's, let's face it, a pretty dynamic market? Our goal is to pull out those key nuggets, those actionable insights for you, the listener.
Okay, so 76.8%. It's not just a flash in the pan, right? This number didn't come out of nowhere. We're seeing a real trend. It's up, what, 0.8 percentage points from the December 2024 quarter, and a pretty significant jump, 7.2 percentage points just since March 2023. Back then, it was 69.6%. That's right. And if you step back and look at the longer view, it really points to a fundamental shift, a long-term change in how consumers prefer to get their mortgages. And it's not just the percentage share, the actual volume, the dollars. Huh? Well, it's pretty staggering. Brokers facilitated nearly $99.37 billion in new loans just in that March 2025 quarter alone. That's the highest value ever recorded for a March quarter. Ever.
And it seems like recent market events, like interest rate changes, have maybe even amplified this trend. I saw the MFAA CEO, Anja Panek, mention more inquiries coming through brokers from all sorts of borrowers, too, refinancing first home buyers, especially after the RBA cut rates back in February. It really feels like brokers are becoming the go-to, the default choice for a lot of Australians.
It certainly looks that way. And, that really begs this question. Why? Why are borrowers turning to brokers in such overwhelming numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a huge part of it, maybe the cornerstone, is trust. There was research showing, I think it was 82% of clients who used a broker expressed high levels of trust. That's significant. And nearly 40% said they completely trust their broker. That's much higher than the trust levels people reported for dealing directly with lenders.
82%. That level of trust is phenomenal, especially now, with all the talk about mortgage stress. So do you think is the biggest single thing driving that trust? Is it just about having more lender options or is there something else?
Well, the choice is definitely part of it. But I think a really huge factor now is the best interest duty, BID. It's this legal requirement, this obligation for brokers to put their clients' needs first, always, above their own interests, above the lender's interest. And research actually showed that knowing about BD made borrowers significantly more likely to use a broker. It was about 1 in 3 were more inclined. That led to something like a 28% jump in broker preference just based on understanding BID. It's a powerful consumer protection, and it clearly resonates.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. BID provides that safety net.
Exactly. And then you add the choice factor on top. Brokers give you access to so many lenders, so many different products, way more than one bank can offer. Think about it. Maybe you need a specific kind of loan, something a bit niche for a unique property type. A broker with their network can often track that down, whereas, your single bank might just say, computer says no.
Right. That really highlights how much people need that kind of tailored guidance right now, especially when you see figures like, 43% of potential first home buyers planning to use a broker, and nearly 60% of existing borrowers who are coming off fixed rates next year, they're facing a complex decision. That expert navigation feels less like a nice to have and more like a necessity. So in this kind of market, with rates moving and schemes changing, what's the biggest challenge brokers are helping people overcome?
I think they're really thriving because they act as true navigators. It's a complex landscape out there. You've got interest rates fluctuating. You've got government schemes popping up or changing, like the expanded first home guarantee. Brokers don't just, compare rates on a screen. They help you figure out if you're even eligible for these things. They help you access the right support. They're literally connecting the dots for you across dozens of different lenders and policies. It's almost like having that friend who knows all the back roads and shortcuts when you're driving somewhere confusing. They save you time, frustration, and potentially making a wrong turn financially.
That's a great analogy. So boiling it all down, what does this record market share really mean for our listeners, whether they're looking to buy or maybe refinance? Well, firstly, the 76.8% figure, it's a powerful validation, isn't it? It confirms the mortgage broker's absolutely essential role in Australia today. It's just a very clear signal of how important they've become for accessing finance.
Absolutely. It reinforces that it's their expertise, the sheer choice they bring to the table, and those critical protections like the best interest duty. All of that is building this deep and, frankly, well-earned trust with consumers.
So for you listening, this really means understanding there's been a major shift in how Australians get their home loans. And it underscores why getting trusted, personalized advice is probably more crucial now than ever before, given how dynamic things are.
And maybe, just to connect this to the bigger picture, this undeniable trend, this huge market share, it suggests that the future of home lending here in Australia isn't solely going to be about finding the lowest rate or the newest product. It seems it's fundamentally becoming about the trust and the personalized navigation that, well, only human expertise can really provide. So the final thought to leave you with is, what does that realization mean for how you approach your own major financial decisions going forward?